Well, good morning once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. This week we will be continuing in the book of Philippians, working out of chapter 2, verse 9. It reads, "Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name." As the Christmas season is upon us, today also marks the beginning of the Advent season, which begins 4 Sundays before Christmas Day. The Advent season focused on the Old Testament prophecies concerning the coming Messiah. For hundreds of years, people were waiting for the Messiah to come. The exact date the Messiah was born isn't revealed to us through the Bible. However, December 25th, Christmas, is recognized for the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ, which sadly, at times, gets overshadowed by the pagan rituals in the world. For God so loved the world that He gave the greatest gift we could ever receive, His only begotten Son, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 2:19 reads, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." Now, people were ecstatic when the day finally had come. Wise men traveled hundreds of miles to see the newborn king. Shepherds had come and made known to everyone, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and for all the things they had seen. You see, seeing the angels wasn't enough for them. They wanted to see the one whom sent the angels. Christmas is a day of celebration. Not because of the gifts that we give and receive from our family and friends, but because of the indescribable gift that God gave to us, Jesus. So today we are going to look at the Apostle Paul's description of Jesus to the Philippians. And Paul provides an overall picture of Jesus, not only celebrating His incarnation, but also His humanity and His obedience, which led Him to the cross. And today, our Lord God and Savior Jesus is not only present among us, but He is sitting at the right hand of God the Father in the heavenly places. Amen. So let's begin. Turn to Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. It reads, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Two applications we can apply to ourselves from this text is, first, he is to be highly exalted. And second, his name is above every name. First, he is to be highly exalted. There are two things that the Bible teaches that God honors above all things: his word and his name, which are part of the sermon text. And some of you may be thinking to yourself, "I don't see his word in the text." The part of the scripture exalting him refers to Jesus. Jesus is the word of God. The word is one of many titles given to Jesus. 1 John 5:7 reads, "For there are three that bear witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one." The Gospel of John starts off with, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Continuing on in John 1:14 reads, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, as the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." The word exalt comes from the Latin word exaltare, which means to lift up. It's an adjective used for placing a person in high regard. Jesus is always to be placed in high regard every day of our lives. In good days and in bad days, on ordinary days and on holidays like Christmas or Easter. For some people, that isn't so. That's why church attendance nationwide is always larger on those particular holidays. It's like people only regard Jesus as the baby laying in the manger or the man hanging on the cross. Don't get me wrong, these two points are very important in our Savior's life on earth. However, He has so much more to offer and teach us. Not only things of spiritual value, but in our daily living as well. Church attendance is very important. Not only to fellowship with one another and praise God in His house, but also to grow and be spiritually edified. To take what we learn in here and bring it out there. You see, every facet of Jesus' life we can learn from. He was just like us in every way but sin. He laughed, He cried, He got angry, He was tired, hungry, thirsty, but He also demonstrated love. He also had many who opposed Him. He had many challenges and was tempted as we are, yet without sin. Part of exalting Christ is being in awe of who He is. It's having a sense of astonishment towards Him. Don't you find it astonishing that His whole life on earth, 32, 33 years, not one day, not one sin in His life, yet we can't even make it, for the most of us, one day in our lives without sin. See, sadly, we have no problem exalting our favorite singers, actors, or sports heroes because we want to be like them in some sort of fashion. I always find it funny when I see footage of fans screaming out to their idols, trying to reach for them. It's crazy. Trying to touch their idols. Judges 10:14 reads, "Go and cry out to the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in your time of distress." Shouldn't we want to be more like Jesus, whom was perfect in every way? He should be the champion in our lives. He is the ultimate overcomer. Jesus said that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. The Creator is certainly greater than the creation. And speaking of creators, Marvel comic books creator Stan Lee, he just passed away recently at the age of 95. He is responsible for a lot of superhero characters that we admire and wish we had their superpowers. Stan Lee, he made a lot of cameo appearances in his movies, in the Marvel movies. But also, in some of the movies, his quotes were used. And one particular quote sticks out that a superhero named Silver Surfer said. Quote, he said, "There is only one who is all-powerful, and his greatest weapon is love." I wonder who you could be talking about. So as we admire the characteristics from our idols in our lives, let us take in the things we don't see by faith and admire them more. We need to set our priorities straight as far as who we truly need to exalt in our lives, who truly is deserving of exaltation. And every day is an opportunity to exalt our Savior. As the Apostle Paul said, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." Let his example resonate through you. You see, another way of exalting Christ, exalting God, is choosing to live by his ways daily. In the Bible, it is referenced as spiritual striving, remaining heavenly minded in our daily walks. I know it can be tough, but we have to continue to strive. We have to continue to pick ourselves up when we fall and keep striving to exalt God. Paul states in Ephesians, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling." Philippians 1:27 reads, "Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ." You see, having a big enough why to do something is very important in whatever you do. If your why isn't big enough, then you're not going to do whatever you set out to do. Let's look at Psalms 103. This psalm is one of many intentionally written to encourage us to exalt God, and it gives us reasons why. I've used this psalm plenty of times in the opening of the service. It reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." If that is not a big enough why or a form of encouragement to exalt God, then I don't know what is. One thing that always puts a smile on my face is hearing other people's salvation stories, hearing their testimony on how God changed their lives. Out on the street, you hear that sometimes, and it's so great to hear people talk about how God impacted their lives. Sometimes I think that we need to remind ourselves of our own salvation story and not take for granted what God did for us and how he continues to work in our lives today. Let the mind of Christ dwell in you. Jesus took the form of a bondservant and came in the likeness of men. Jesus is the image of God, and he put all the glory and praise he received on the throne in heaven, he put it aside for you and I, so that we can have a chance to be reconciled to him. As I mentioned earlier, we have no problem exalting His creation. However, we need to remember that Jesus is the greatest man to ever walk this earth. 2 Corinthians 8:9 reads, "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, and that through His poverty you might become rich." See, even though He seemed and looked like an ordinary person, Jesus was far from ordinary. We read in the Bible that Jesus, that the people were always astonished by Him, either by His teachings, His miracles, His wisdom and knowledge. They were always astonished. Let me take you to a verse. Matthew 13, verses 53 through 56 read, "Now it came to pass, when Jesus had finished the parables, that He departed from there. When He had come to His own country, He taught them in a synagogue, so that they were astonished and said, 'Where did this man get the wisdom and these mighty works? Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers James, Joses, Simon, and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things?'" He was perfect. His teachings would draw you in. Even at the age of 12, Jesus amazed the scholars of the time. I'd like to share with you a post I've seen on social media. It reads, "The greatest man in history is Jesus. Jesus had no servants, yet they called Him master. He had no degree, yet they called Him teacher. He had no medicines, yet they called Him healer. He had no army, yet kings feared Him. He won no military battles, yet He conquered the world. He committed no crime, yet they crucified Him. He was buried in a tomb, yet He lives today." Amen. The second point of application is that His name is above every name. A person's name has some kind of significance attached to it. Just consider the name of your child or children. What was the reason for their names? In the Bible, God used names to identify what the person represents or what purpose God has in store for them. For example, God changed Abram's name to Abraham because God's covenant promise was to make Abraham a father of many nations. Abraham in Hebrew means father of many, or father of a multitude. The name Moses means to draw out, or to pull out, which was given by Pharaoh's daughter after she rescued him, pulling him out of the Nile River. The name David means beloved. Now concerning Jesus, His name wasn't picked out by Mary and Joseph, but was revealed to Joseph in a dream. Matthew 1, 20 and 21 read, "But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to your wife Mary, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit, and she will bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sins.'" The name Jesus means Savior. Christ comes from the Greek word Christos, meaning anointed. It's the same as the Hebrew word Messiah. So they both mean anointed or anointed one. Jesus was also given the name Emmanuel, which means God with us. You see, in our reading where it states, God also has highly exalted Him and given Him the name which is above every name, and that every name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Why? The answer is found in Acts 4:12. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men which we must be saved. Romans 10 verses 11 through 13 read, "For the Scripture says, whoever believes on Him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich to all who call upon Him. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. It's just a sad thing today that we hear His holy name being used as a filth word of disgust. People being afraid to say Merry Christmas out of respect to others. What about the respect God deserves? The world may try to take Christ out of Christmas, but fellow brothers and sisters, don't let the world take Christ out of you. Amen. Because believers are all bearers of His divine name. Christ is in Christian. And as a Christian, you are a child of God. You are an ambassador for God. You are light bearers unto darkness. You are the salt of the world. You are a royal priesthood. And you were bought at a price with Jesus' precious blood. Honor Him regardless of the opposition. Develop an attitude like Paul. Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." Hebrews 13:15 reads, "Therefore, by Him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name." So let us use this season and beyond to let Christ flow through our lives daily. Represent Christ in all you do. Praise Him, exalt Him, and honor His name. Amen? Let's pray. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we come before You to say how great You are. Thank You so much, Father, for giving us life. Without You, nothing is possible. Thank You for the blessings You give us, Father. The blessings that we have now, or the blessings that we lost. But thank You so much, Father, for the blessings You bestow upon us. Thank You for the reason, the true reason for this season, Your Son, Your only begotten Son, Jesus, born of a virgin, stepped in the gap and took our place, took the wrath that we deserve upon ourselves, but You placed it upon Your Son. We are eternally grateful and thankful, Father. Father, I pray that we use each day of our lives to continue to exalt You and praise You. And when we fall short, thank You, Father, for forgiving us of our sins. Thank You, Father, for allowing us to keep coming back to You regardless of how much we continue to fall. Thank You, Father, for Your promises that You continue to keep, that You always will keep. Thank You, Father, for loving us, despite our flaws, despite us failing You at times. Thank You, Father, for all that You do. Father, I pray that we continue to learn to grow and be brighter vessels of light onto this dark world and not blend in it. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen. Now at this time, offer one another a sign of peace.